This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, our men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things that we have over there. Now, joining us from California, IA, it is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the president's namesake company, Trump, whatever it is, and by the way, is this the foundation we're talking about here, or who is this?
We're talking about the Trump Organization.
Okay, all right. Well, the Manhattan District Attorney has obtained a grand jury indictment against ex-President Donald Trump's namesake company, a source familiar with the matter said yesterday. Now, for now, investigators are not going to charge Donald Trump himself. The indictments relate to tax evasion and to corporate fringe benefits paid to long-serving Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg, who is expected to be charged today, this afternoon, in New York City, where he will turn himself in for arraignment. Now, Weisselberg is expected to appear at the arraignment in Manhattan Supreme Court, and we'll see where that goes from there. Now, is this the organization that Eric Trump was running?
It may very well be. This is the Trump Organization itself that deals with all of Donald Trump's, companies and whatnot, from what we understand. But Weisselberg is a very important player. Now, part of this, obviously, is to lean on Weisselberg and to see if they can get him to say anything about Donald Trump. I think that's the long and the short of it there. Weisselberg, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, has been with the Trump Organization for a very, very long time, since the 1980s, and also he has, I'm sure, very detailed knowledge of all these different transactions and all these different parts of the Trump Organization, literally going back almost 40 years now. So this is a big, big deal. The Trump Organization's also been indicted, no one else by name that we know of at this point, and they will be represented, or the organization will be represented by an attorney at the coming arraignment.
Now, the indictments came after investigations spanning 3 years by the Manhattan DA, Cy Vance, and the state attorney general, Letitia James, who have joined forces, by the way. Back in May, they combined their offices to go at this mano a mano. Trump, of course, has not been charged with criminal wrongdoing, but the indictments do not signal the end of the investigation by Vance and James. Now, Trump maybe had charges come against him later, either in a superseding indictment or individually, don't know, but Trump's role as a head of the Trump Organization is only somewhat relevant in whether or not he will be charged. So says Daniel Alonzo, a private defense attorney and former federal prosecutor who was Vance's chief deputy for 4 years.
Well, right. And, you know, Captain, it seems like, again, the American people see what's, you know, I think they have a notion here that they're going on these expeditions to try to get something on Donald Trump. And many have been doing this for throughout his presidency and even during his candidacy and so forth. So it may be a case of here we go again. I mean, it's a very serious thing to have a grand jury issue an indictment. But again, we'll have to see how this plays out and whether or not there's anything to this. But, of course, Donald Trump is looking to be influential in politics still. So I think that's why this pressure continues.
Okay, and I've got a little bit more information here about the Trump Organization. This Weiselberg character was hired by Donald Trump's father, Fred Trump, back in 1973 when he ran the Trump Organization. So it's the father's organization that was given to the son. And when Donald Trump became president in 2017, he designated as the Trump Organization's trustees his adult sons, Eric and Don Jr. So they may get caught up in this.
That's very possible because, of course, as president, you put everything else into a trust, or you have to divest yourself and not be part of the decision making process for these for your whatever holdings you have and so forth. Yes.
Yeah, and apparently Weiselberg got a salary of $450,000 a year plus benefits working for the Trump Organization. Weiselberg's son Barry, who managed the Trump Organization's mostly cash only ice rink and carousel in Central Park for 2 decades. Spoke more about those benefits in a deposition taken during his divorce from Jennifer Weiselberg in 2017. And let's see here. This is Barry and Jennifer have been cooperating with the Vance and James investigations, living in a rent-free corporate apartment overlooking Central Park provided by the Trump Organization, so says Barry. So apparently he's still living pretty high off the hog.
Yeah, very much so. Looks like also Cyrus Vance is not going to seek re-election, so this could bleed over into whoever succeeds him.
Yeah, well, maybe and maybe not. This isn't going to be a popular move, I don't think. Okay, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch, and you heard it here first if you haven't heard it anywhere else. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at GoldCo to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by my friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. By the way, I've been told that Mike Lindell will probably be at the rally come Saturday night down in Sarasota. So you get an opportunity to see him. I understand he's flying down to be with his friend, former President Donald Trump. Now, MyPillow.com is a website that's got a lot of different products on it from Mike Lindell. A lot of products. Some of the stuff we had in Bed and Beyond that they stopped selling and said, we don't want your products anymore and whatnot. And you can go over to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that's there, and see where you've got two different prices. One is the retail price, and the other one is the special reduced price. Now, to get that, you have to have a promo code. And the promo code you need to have is the one that's got my name on it, at least my rank, Captain. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, pick out what you want, and you get the reduced prices there and save a boatload of money. Use the word Captain. Now, they have a phone number, too, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. And it's not just about pillows. They've got blankets. They've got sheets. They've got mattress toppers. They've got slippers. They've got bathrobes. They've got pajamas. They've got doggy beds. They've got all kinds of things there that you can go and take advantage of. Again, MyPillow.com, product code Captain. Save yourself a bunch of money. And you're going to be happy you did it. The products are in excellent quality, too. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the U.S. government is spending $80 million to train thousands of minorities in public health technology and to improve health data collection involving race and ethnicity.
Well, you know, again, it seems like this is part and parcel of what we see going on in many different branches of government and many different aspects of government, and including these kinds of things, and in the sense that these seem to become the most important aspects of everything at this point.
Yeah. Now, we were talking as we were watching a commercial. Well, actually, it wasn't a commercial. It was a news story over on Newsmax, and all I was writing down was the numbers when I saw them. There have been 6,898 rescues, river rescues, in the Rio Grande River since the first of the year.
Wow. That's really overwhelming, it seems. That's a lot.
Well, what do you hear the next one?
Mm-hmm.
There have been 10,978 individual drug arrests since the first of the year.
Yeah, that also seems to be pretty significant.
So, how is that making things better on the border?
Well, of course it's not, because it's not only, you see, I think part of the story is that you figure you have people, this is how the narrative goes, you have people who are trying to come to the United States for a better life, that kind of narrative. But also at the same time, Captain, because the border is open and the Biden administration is looking the other way, you have the ability for bad guys to run drugs and do human trafficking and all sorts of very, very bad things. And they are also seeing exactly what the Biden administration is saying. They know exactly that they can begin to get away with this kind of thing, and obviously these numbers go up. And I would perchance to think, though, Captain, they would be much higher if we had even more Border Patrol, but they are stretched so thin that these are just the ones that we know about. Can you imagine what the real number of actual perpetrators is?
Yeah, there's a handful of states that are sending 50 of these people and 50 of those people and whatnot down on the border to try to help Texas out. But, you know, they actually need 5,000 people down there.
Well, exactly right. And it's, you know, and what have we heard for a long time, especially from the Democrat Party elite, and that is, well, we can use electronics and drones and, infrared frontier or whatever it is. But that's not how you actually would be effective. President Trump came into office talking about building a wall. That's a practical thing. And yes, it actually does make a difference.
The wall is a deterrent that stops people from just automatically coming in. And you have certain checkpoints where you come in. So that's why you have a wall, number one. But number two, they can have electronic devices, but that's not going to stop them all, because there's always going to be areas where they don't work. And when they don't work, the only thing that really works is boots on the ground.
Well, that's right. And so you have to have have things that complement one another. But it's this idea that, well, we don't really need a lot of practical or physical resources on the border. Then that's when it starts to get a little weird.
Now, the president did an interview yesterday, and he said that the Biden border crisis is due to gross incompetence. And here's what he said. These are his words. He said, we used to think they wanted open borders, but now I realize they can't, because who would want that unless they're really dumb people? He talked about the fact that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have no idea what they're doing. And when they stopped all the good things that were down there, it created bad things to the degree to where it's now totally out of control. And then unless they go back to what they were doing and go back quickly, they're not going to be able to control anything.
Well, right. And let's just say, just for the sake of argument, that President Biden is sitting behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and says to himself, I've made a terrible mistake. He could never try to really put it back, because then again, it would look, he would make him look bad, make his administration look bad. I don't have any illusions. I don't think he's sitting there thinking he made any kind of mistake, but they don't know how to deal with this. In other words, they put all this stuff into play. same as killing the Keystone XL pipeline, put all the stuff into play because that's what their ideology tells them they have to do, and now they've got these consequences, and for the life of them, they don't know how to handle it.
No, they don't, and we'll have to see what goes on. By the way, something else that they don't know how to handle is apparently another election, this one in New York City. It didn't go the way they wanted to begin with because the person that got the most votes wasn't the person that they wanted. It was this retired police captain, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, who initially had more votes than the challenger, the AOC and the de Blasio candidate. Now they've apparently rescinded the election altogether because they found well over 100,000 some odd votes that were from a test election that weren't supposed to be counted. That's when they ran a test to see if their election was going to work, the, you know, voting machines and all that.
Right.
And they counted them again in the actual election. What a bunch of dumbasses.
Well, exactly. Yeah, we saw the story start up sometime yesterday, and it's Genesis. But now that they're moving to that extreme, you know, again, it shows, you know, that
135 test ballots included by, quote, mistake.
By mistake. Exactly.
So now that's tossed the election out.
That's right, because it skewed all the results, and now because it begs the question, how do you trust it? How do you really know? And so that's right. This is a big, big deal. New York City, Captain, can't afford any more of these kinds of gross mistakes. There's just too much on the line, and not only, but people's lives are on the line. We're seeing what's happening in places like Times Square. We're seeing what's happening throughout the city, and it's a very, very sad day. New York can be such a great city, and it can be again.
Well, Eric Adams is suing over the election results error. I don't know what's going to happen, but if he wins, so be it. That means that he's a leader in the clubhouse.
Well, that's right. And again, the things that need to be done are, I hate to say, they're fairly obvious. I know it's very difficult to make these things happen, but obviously they've got to be able to enforce the law. They've got to be able to give the message that criminality is not going to be tolerated. They've got to put out the message that it's okay to come to New York City and do business or come and visit, this kind of thing. I mean, this is Rudy Giuliani all over again in terms of what he inherited.
By the way, no surprise here, the House voted yesterday to launch a new probe of the January 6th insurrection. That's what they're calling it, not me. So there's going to be this committee, and Nancy Pelosi is in total charge of who gets to be on it. And she says, I might put one Republican on it.
Right, you know, three guesses as to who that might be, right?
Well, I'm saying right now it's going to be Liz Cheney.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because again, this is going to be about continuing a narrative that's there for political purposes. And again, they see that they're going to have real trouble in 2022, so they're pulling out all the stops here.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Governor Ron DeSantis has signed HB Bill 259. That's the church carry bill. And the law takes effect immediately. You carry your firearm into church. How about that? I'll get an amen out of that from somebody. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
U.S. USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Rescue crews pulled six more bodies from the rubble of the collapsed condo tower in Surfside, Florida, bringing the confirmed death toll to 18. The bodies of two children, ages 10 and 4, were among those pulled out on Wednesday. 145 residents of the building remain unaccounted for. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava.
Any loss of life, especially given the unexpected, unprecedented nature of this event, is a tragedy. But the loss of our children is too great to bear.
And comedian Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his conviction for sexual assault was overturned by the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. In its decision, the court wrote that Cosby's due process rights were violated when he was prosecuted a decade after a previous prosecutor declined to charge him in exchange for his testimony in a civil proceeding. That testimony was later used against him in his criminal trial. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com. And get your money.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Indeed we will. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, you can go to geico.com, that's G-E-I-C-O.com, and get yourself a quote on the car you drive, the truck you drive. Maybe you got a motorcycle or an ATV or a boat or an RV. Get all that covered, too. And, oh, by the way, while you're over there, don't forget that they even have homeowners, renters, and condos insurance. Now, the best part about all that is you can put it together in a bundle and save a bundle of money, because if you do that, your car insurance will be cheaper. And I've done that, my homeowners and my car insurance. So there you go. And they saved me a lot of money. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out today, and you'll find out what I found out, and that is they save me money on my car insurance. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, amidst the media reporting about the Delta variant of the COVID-19 virus, Democrats now are more concerned than any other group of voters about the potential for a new surge of the coronavirus pandemic. I'll give you an example. Last night, a person who is a liberal, but not necessarily a Democrat, they're a Republican, but they are liberal, said, well, I'd like to come to one of your gun shows, but until it's safe to go out, I'm not going anywhere. And I just thought to myself, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, because vaccination rates are getting higher every day.
Yeah, and this person's had a vaccine.
Exactly. Now, the way that we all understand vaccines to work, generally speaking, is that if you're vaccinated against a disease, particular disease, that you're okay. But yet this idea of the Delta variant, that's the key phrase. And in fact, even here in California, Captain, the LA County Health Department is now recommending, and we understand that surrounding counties like Orange County here in Southern California are going to follow suit if they haven't already. And that is to say, they recommend that you wear a mask if you go inside anywhere. You go into a business or a restaurant, that kind of thing, because even if you're fully vaccinated, that's the operative thing because of the Delta variant. But all the indications from what we understand is that the vaccines are good against the Delta variant, specifically the Pfizer or the Moderna. So, again, is it fear-mongering? Is it a case of can't let this go yet? Is it a case of being overly cautious? We just don't know yet. But it seems to me, Captain, that people are not going to go back to masks.
Now, so far, it appears as if the Moderna vaccine has done the best of all of them. Is that your assumption, too?
That's what we seem to find out.
Yeah, and it looks like as if it's going to be given full approval by the FDA very soon. Is that what you've heard, too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to have one of the vaccines that's going to be fully approved, because I keep hearing this excuse from some of these people going, well, this is all test stuff, and you know what it's going to do, and it's got this and it's got that. And look, they found gel in the stuff in a country that was the China vaccine, and it had gel in it. It wasn't even a real vaccine, and blah, 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 and all that stuff. Well, what's that got to do with our stuff?
Well, exactly right. Honestly, you know, and especially here in the United States, we of course, have very high vaccination rates comparatively to other countries, especially countries like Australia, which is enduring some lockdowns or stay-at-home orders in the Sydney area, I think, still. And then also, of course, in Japan, where they're hosting the Olympics, but yet their vaccination rate, if I recall correctly, is, what, 3% or in that area? I mean, this is just unheard of for developed countries like this to be that low on the vaccination scale.
Well, true. And, folks, again, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So there you go. We talk to him six nights a week here in the Radidio. All right. Now, the Communist Chinese Party is 100 years old, a century of killing and deceit.
Oh, man, tell me about it. This is big. And, of course, with the Chinese President Xi celebrating all this and talking about how they're not going to be intimidated by foreign countries or some such thing. This is a big deal. And you think back to the Communist Revolution, of course, with Chairman Mao, and then the Cultural Revolution, with the Little Red Books, if you remember. And, now we're in this country, we're seeing some very similar kind of sentimentality in the sense of, you know, we're having this major, major upheaval in the terms of CRT or wokeness and that kind of thing. But it all begins to achieve the same kind of end. That's the thing.
All right. Now, it's the 4th of July coming up. We always warn people about the danger of fireworks. And here we go. In your backyard, Kyle, Los Angeles, 17 people were hurt, including police officers, in an illegal fireworks blast.
Yes, this happened in South Los Angeles, South L.A., and if you've seen some of the video of this, it's really dramatic.
I'm looking at it. It looks like a bomb got dropped.
Exactly, yeah. I think they were transporting or gathered up these illegal fireworks, of which there are many illegal fireworks that make their way into the Southern California area, as many other areas, of course, and this thing goes off there on the residential street in South L.A., and it just blows this. It looks like, I think, a tractor, trailer rig. It just blows it to smithereens.
Blowing apart.
Yeah. This is big. This is really big story. But obviously, it's these illegal fireworks and fireworks that are going to hurt a lot of people, unfortunately, this July 4th weekend. So whatever you do, stay away from this stuff. and be safe, because every year we have these horrible tragedies that happen because people deal in this.
Speaking about staying away from stuff, remember the Tour de France and the woman that had the sign that poked it out in front of the bikes coming along and knocked one of the guys over to cause a chain reaction and she took off?
Right, yeah.
They found her. They identified her. They found her, and they busted her after a massive manhunt in Europe, and they located her.
Yes, exactly. Now, obviously, you know, we don't know how they're going to throw the book at her just yet. There are fines involved, and there seem to be nominal by comparison, but this is a major, major thing, and they will find a way to throw the book at her, I would think.
And then yesterday, not to be outdone, Dr. Huxtable came home.
Yes, yeah, Bill Cosby walked out of prison on what appears to be a technicality found by the court in terms of some prior agreement that Cosby had with the
it was an immunity agreement telling him that he was not going to be charged if he admitted to whatever and then wound up paying a bunch of money to the women victims, which he did, and then they turned around and they charged him anyway and brought him to trial, which again was against the agreement he made with the first prosecutor who left. And then the new prosecutor came in and didn't accept the agreement when the judge threw it out and said, nope, you can't do that. You made an agreement with the guy.
Yes, precisely. And, of course, the reaction to this today, of course, has been very negative in so many different ways. Certainly the women involved, the specific people that testified in this case and so forth, this is a major, major blow to them.
Yeah, and again, we'll see what happens here because it appears to be over, but I heard somebody saying, one of the legal people saying, that, well, they could bring charges against him if they wanted. They could do this all over again, but I just don't see them doing that.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if they do, and not that this would be, I think he really have anything to do with it, but Cosby seems to be very frail, he's 83 years old, and so forth, so it would just be up to the prosecutors how far they want to go, and if they could make a case, because the jury convicted him. I mean, this is a big deal. They went through all that process. If it weren't for this prior agreement being found, Cosby would still be in jail right now.
Yeah, well, frail is the understatement of the year. I mean, the guy, I think, is blind now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's from what I remember hearing, yes, he was. He's basically blind. That's why you'll see people leading him, basically, when he's walking through the courtroom and that kind of thing, on some of this file footage that they're putting up.
By the way, Joe Biden may be doing us a favor. He's saying that Maxine Waters should run for the U.S. Senate in California.
Oh my goodness! I don't know. Would that accelerate the California exodus to levels heretofore not seen?
Well, it might give a Republican a chance at her seat.
That's very true. Very
because,
true.
Because if she runs for Senate and gets beat, which could happen, then you got rid of her altogether.
Yeah, I think she's popular in her district as she served for many, many years, but maybe not at the state level. Yeah.
Alrighty, we'll be right back with more folks in the Captain's America Third Watch as we truck along here with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming right up, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. By the way, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, tell them you were listening to the Captain on the Radio, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And guess what? If you decide to join the Drivers Club, which you should, right there while you're there at the kiosk, you can get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies you buy in the store at any Pilot or Flying J Truck Stop. If you're an RVer, same thing. They got an RV club. All right, here we go. Going to get a little thunderstruck. goodness, you've been thunderstruck. Oh, I guess so. Kyle, are you awake yet?
I'm waking up. That's right. Yeah.
That's what we need out there. You know, this time tomorrow, people start getting a little droopy-eyed, and it's time to wake up. You put that on there, it's like, oh, my. All righty, well, here we go. I'm going to read the weather statement, and I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we got weather out there. Now, excessive and dangerous heat. Temperatures again out into the northwestern interior sections of the northwestern and northern high plains, upper Midwest as well, through the 4th of July weekend. A cold front will likely trigger strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain across portions of the middle Atlantic on Thursday. And we do have a tropical system starting to move towards Florida and the Gulf of Mexico. It's about 5 to 7 days out. Don't know what it's going to do yet, but you need to keep your eyes on the tropics. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Though, of course, we continue to track those very uncharacteristic hot temperatures up in the Pacific Northwest. A lot of this is the result of what they call a heat dome. This is an area of high pressure that essentially gets trapped, and the jet stream sort of snakes around it, and it stays right there, and other weather just can't move through, and that's why the temperatures continue to be so high in the Washington State and Oregon areas. And, of course, over in northern Idaho, excessive heat warnings. Other excessive heat warnings in Montana tonight, especially Great Falls. They've got a heat advisory. Billings, Montana as well. So wherever you're traveling up in these areas, Montana, Idaho, Washington, and Oregon, you're going to be encountering this. Flash flood watch tonight in Colorado Springs and Pueblo. Could have some heavy rain there, thunderstorms. Also down in most of southern New Mexico, flash flood watch there as well tonight near Alamogordo and at Carlsbad especially.
Alrighty, and that continues on down towards Fort Stockton, Texas, down to the Mexican border. But the rain tonight and the flooding warnings pretty much start out in the central part and southwestern corner of Oklahoma. Go right straight across the central part of Oklahoma through Oklahoma City, through Tulsa, I-40 east over to Arkansas and Fort Smith, I-44 all the way to Fort Leonard Wood, and then all the way north up to Columbia, South Carolina, including the eastern third of Kansas, to include Kansas City south down towards the Oklahoma line and 35 south. And then let's not forget that we also have plenty of rain across I-64 tonight with flood warnings in Indiana, southern Indiana, down below Indianapolis, goes across into Ohio, southern Ohio, goes into the eastern part of West Virginia, the northeastern corner of Tennessee, the southwestern corner of Virginia, coming up I-81. If you're coming that way, you're going to run into it. West Virginia, too. Part of Maryland, part of the higher elevations of Jersey, and up towards Philadelphia, and towards New York, you've got some rain tonight. But I got to mention real quick, Kyle, we've got this storm coming across right now, and the cone of uncertainty coming out 5 to 6 to 7 days totally encompasses the state of Florida as, at the very least, a tropical storm. Could be more, depends on what happens to it, but right now it is very close to being a tropical storm where it's at. And keep your eyes on the tropics because it's going to get interesting this week. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And we go right from the frying pan into the fire because here is Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning to you, too. Now, I found out something very interesting when I was looking at statistics that popped up on the TV screen. Listen to this. There have been 6,898 river rescues on the Rio Grande River in Texas alone since January.
Do you remember, I don't know what publication it was, but they showed it was a mocked picture of a small migrant child looking up at a giant Donald Trump. Do you remember that one?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah.
Where is that mockery now with what is going on at our southern border?
Yeah, and here's the one that really brings it home as to what's going on. there have been 10,978 individual arrests. These are lone individuals. 10,978 individual arrests for drugs, transporting drugs across the border.
It's awful. I mean, it's,
and that's just the ones we know about.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. So we don't have a problem on the border, and Joe Biden is laughing this off, and Kamala's going, well, I've been to the border. I've seen it. No, you weren't to the border, Kamala. You were at the Air Force base on the tarmac, and maybe you went to the building where some kids were being held, but you weren't on the border.
I think Tucker Carlson called it an invasion last night.
Yeah.
And I actually said to the TV, it's an insurgency.
Yeah, you're right. You're both right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the definition of an insurgency, by the way. So there you go. All right, here comes the music. I can hear it coming up there, so you hang on. Folks, you're coming right back after the top of the hour news and all that great stuff when your stations get a chance to pay their bills with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Going to be a busy couple of segments here, so get ready. Grab the coffee, grab the popcorn, grab the toast, whatever. I'll be right back with Denise Simon.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.